This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we walk back a mere 39 years to the season opener of 1974. For many in Ann Arbor, this should have been the second game played in that calendar year, the first back in January out west in the Rose Bowl. But no, the 1973 season ended abruptly in November in the aftermath of the epic 10-10 tie with Ohio State. As many listening right now vividly recall, in one of the most historically significant moments in college football history, the tie prompted a vote by the Big Ten athletic directors to determine who should go to Pasadena. Influenced by quarterback Dennis Franklin's collarbone injury in the finale, along with a nudge from Conference Commissioner Wayne Duke, the ADs voted to send Dr. Strange Hayes and his Buckeyes to the Rose Bowl. While we don't officially know the names of the schools that screwed Michigan, Illinois, Purdue, Northwestern, Wisconsin, thanks Crazy Legs, and Michigan State, cheers Burt Smith, the Michigan faithful will never forget. But each new season is a rebirth of sorts with new opportunities for glory, and that was especially true when Bo roamed the western sidelines of the Big House. So that brings us back to September 14th, 1974, when the Iowa Hawkeyes came into Ann Arbor for a season and conference opener to face the preseason number 6 ranked Wolverines. The big news of the day surrounded the status of Dennis Franklin, who, entering his senior season, was hoping to become Michigan's first Heisman winner since Old 98 dazzled the college football world in 1940. But Franklin was suffering a severe virus and didn't get on the field this day 39 years ago. That paved the way for Bay City, Michigan's own Mark Elzinga, who got the start at quarterback, to lead Bo's troops. And by lead, I mean he handed the ball off over and over and over again to Michigan's backs, who pounded out over 300 yards on the ground on 52 carries. Elzinga completed a mere 2 passes, but it didn't matter. The ball control offense and interceptions by Dave Brown, Harry Banks, and Donnie Dufek helped the Wolverines roll 24-7 in front of a sparse 76,000 in the Big House. Franklin would return the following week, and he led the 1974 team to capture Bo's 5th title in just 6 years in Ann Arbor, and they outscored opponents a whopping 324-75. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.